only analysis. So our current analysis, again unpublished, is in the PROSE data set, suggests that there might be a difference actually among women who have undergone oophorectomy in the context of having a prior breast cancer or not. And this is a clinically relevant question because obviously women come in now more frequently, at least in the U.S., to our clinics with a breast cancer for genetic testing and then consider oophorectomy for further prevention. So when we look at the effect of oophorectomy on ovarian cancer risk among women who have never had a prior breast cancer, the risk reduction is not quite as great in BRCA1 as we have been seeing in the general in previous studies. And we still have no RRSO ovarian cancers in our BRCA2 set. Now, again, this is not the largest sample. It's not huge, but I think it's very telling that at least in BRCA2, after some degree of follow-up, a reasonably large sample set, we are not seeing post-oophorectomy ovarian peritoneal cancers in these women. Now, I know that they exist and they have been reported, but under our stringent purely prospective criteria, we don't see them. So I think that's actually a fairly strong statement to make. And even in the BRCA1s, where obviously ovarian cancer risk is much higher, we see very few. So in contrast, breast cancer before ascertainment among those women, the risk reduction seems to be, the point estimate at least is quite a little bit larger. Again, the confidence intervals overlap, so I don't know how much we can make of this. But it is still interesting to observe that there might be the impression that there are differences in the risk reduction effect depending on your prior cancer history. And we're trying to pursue that a little bit more so that we might be able to make a stronger clinical statement for women who come in with or without breast cancer at the time of their testing or ascertainment. Also, we've begun to notice that